All right, you're Mountain Rock, Q94. I'm Gary Lee. Welcome to Thursday. Time for your weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we cruise on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas, and chat with Gary Faraci. How are we doing this morning?
We are doing beautiful, Gary. It's so nice outside right now. Going to enjoy this morning while we can.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because the thing about it, you know, if for some of you may not realize this, but it's hot, and it's going to get hot again today.
Well, we're going to have to make the most of this Thirsty Thursday then, huh?
That's right. You know, I think, you know, as far as fishing goes, there's probably, I mean, what are you hearing? It's hot. It's hard. They're deep. Let's just set an air conditioner and think about, look at our fishing tackle.
Hey, there you go. Good time to be sorting fishing tackle and rearranging it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, put some new line on your reel.
Yeah.
Enjoy a cold one and stay in air conditioning and get your stuff together.
Yeah, that's 100%. But, I mean, a few people, you know, there are not a few. There's still several that are attempting it. And what are you hearing out of them?
Well, some guys are still going out at first light, you know, and get out there, and by 8:30 they're all done, and no big numbers or anything, but they're catching a few fish, and it's kind of all species still. Even some guys have been going out to the bridges and still catching a few stripers and hybrids. But I think what's going on right now is that night bite. Get out there at 7:30, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and it's a lot cooler. The conditions are better to go out at night. Fish till, you know, whatever you can, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, put a light out. And guys are catching a few fish. No big numbers, but they're catching fish. They're catching catfish. They're catching walleye. They're catching crappie. But you got to go out, and it's just too darn hot. The water temperature is 86, 88 degrees.
Yeah, it's just crazy, crazy hot. But yeah, I mean, probably, I know a lot of guys are you know, catfishing, jugging, limb lines, and they're having some success.
Yeah, absolutely. And you and I talked about it earlier. Go out and catch you some perch, bluegill. Keep the big ones, fry those up, use the small ones, cut bait, and the real small ones, put them on those limb lines and the jugs and that. It works great.
Oh, yeah. And it's fun, you know, and it's good eating, too. Now, you know, we'll go through another transition as the seasons change, but hot weather, you know, the fish, they're down deep, and that's the biggest deal, you know. They're still fish. They're going to eat. They're going to feed. They're just going to do it in a little bit deeper water, but the shad still, you know, if you can find the shad, they're even running a little deeper now, aren't they?
They are, and I'm going to say the thermocline somewhere 22, 25 feet, 26 feet in there where the cooler water is. That's where everybody's been telling me what they've been seeing on their graphs and stuff and the difference in temperature on that, so... Yeah, they're going to be deeper, but they, like you said, they're still going to eat. They're still going to feed at some point. You got to stay with it. It's not going to be no fall fishing or spring fishing. But
yeah.
if you want to get out there and fish, it's still doable, you know.
Yeah, and here's the thing: it's kind of like hunting, you know. That's why it's called fishing, not catching.
Right.
You know. Yeah. I mean, that's what I tell some people. They get so frustrated because I only caught three, you know, I didn't catch anything. Well, that's why it's called fishing. That's what makes those times when you're on the water and, you know, you have a great day. That's what makes them so memorable and more so enjoyable. But just enjoy the scenery. But for you folks out there fishing, you know, same words of wisdom applies. As to those working in the heat, you got to pace yourself. You got to hydrate. You got to understand and know the signs of heat illness. It's easy to overdo it, especially even pets, you know. You just got to be careful out there, but have fun.
Yeah, because that will sneak up on you fast. You got to stay hydrated. I mean, it'll go from you feeling okay till bang, you're you're disorientated. You're feeling lightheaded. You're feeling dizzy. It happens in it.
Feeling
in
like
a heartbeat.
Yeah, you're feeling like Joe Biden. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little word salad.
Yeah, a little word salad. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you so much. How can the folks get a hold of you? How can they find the Bayou Resort?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. The Bayou Facebook page, great way to drop us a line, leave us a message. And then, of course, always our website, thebayouresort.com. Or if you're on Fort Road right before the lake, come on in, say hi, have a cold one. We'll talk about fishing. We'll talk about hot weather, whatever you want.
You got ice cream.
We got ice cream. We got cold beer.
Yeah, the true root beer float. There it is.
There you go.
All right, Gary, thank you so much, my man.
All right, have a good one. Stay cool.
You betcha.